When the term cosmopolitan was originally coined, it was not a cocktail. It did not refer to a world traveler or a magazine marketed for women or a luxury hotel in Las Vegas. The cosmopolitan idea was summed up by Thomas Paine when he wrote, quote, "Independence is my happiness, and I view things as they are, without regard to place or person. My country is the world, and my religion is to do good," unquote. The idea dates back to the old Stoic and Cynic philosophers who dared to suggest we are members of a human community beyond our city and nation state. You are not Athenian or Spartan, but a human on earth. At the United Nations last month, President Donald Trump carried a different message, stating succinctly, quote, "The world does not belong to globalists, it belongs to patriots," unquote. That line was consistent with the president's approach to the world, which views multilateral collaboration as outmoded and risky at best. Instead, every country should put its own interests first and zealously defend them amid tough bargaining or conflict with other states. That's what patriots do. They put country first. Nationalism is what matters. For too long, says the populist, you have been treated as if you don't matter by the globalists and elites who want to tell you what kind of light bulb to use. But I see you, and to me, you are real. You are the one who matters. It does not, of course, acknowledge that international finance capital is not constrained by national boundaries. It does not explain why profit margins soar despite unused production capacity and high global unemployment. It does not explain why the White House escalates tariffs, yet compensates capital by cutting taxes and lowering restraints on finance. When the U.S. proposes to lower the cap on international refugees, let's say, or forces asylum seekers from all over Central America to find shelter in Mexico while they wait for process, or curtails access to nutritional assistance, it is making presentations about who really matters. The ancient Stoic philosopher Heracles visualized concentric circles of concern, proceeding from self out to family and friends, and then a larger community, proceeding to countrymen, and then human beings as a species, and then bringing these circles closer to oneself. This is not globalism as a surrender of one's own interests to others, but a closely held kinship with our whole human family. I help me by helping you. We both matter. Many anti-globalists fear losing their individual freedom to some kind of grim collective, but for cosmopolites like Heracles and Paine, individual freedom was a necessity that derived its meaning from one's membership in the greater human family. In other words, everyone matters. With the Weekly Desert Sage Commentary, I'm Algernon Damassa.